There he is, Ted Jank at Oxygen Financial, always looking for ways to save you money, make you money, as he does not just with 401ks and taking care of your finances, but you know, that everyday stuff. Look, it's no secret. I'm Mr. Frugal, at least on this program.
You're cheap as hell.
Ted has helped me out tremendously with things that I didn't know about. But there are a lot of expensive things out there, Ted, and you're going to suggest some cheaper alternatives, correct?
Yes, I was concerned for you about Kohl's, too. I meant to mention it a few weeks ago. That was, must have been disappointing.
When they were shutting down, all these Kohl's shutting. I don't think the one by my house is shutting down, but thank God for the internet, right?
Yes. That's great. You're a great store that's doing such good business is shutting down.
I don't know why they're shutting down. I think it's because I've bought too many things from them, possibly.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
What will you do with all your Kohl's bucks?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little upset with Kohl's right now because they've changed up the way they do their stuff. You know, their Kohl's bucks expire, and they won't take them once they expire. And then, you know, sometimes you don't get your yes rewards point. It's a mess. I'm telling you, it's a mess. Where do you want to start off with some expensive stuff?
You know, one of the things that people spend a lot of money on are headphones.
Yes.
Very, very expensive headphones. Now, when I mentioned some of these products, I'm not telling you, Steve, that these are bad products, but you know one of the most popular ones are Beats.
Yep.
People will buy the Beats headphones, typically at $70, $80, $90. I'm just saying for the basic headphones, not the real expensive ones like Steve's buy.
Mine, I got them when they first came out, and I figured it was my ears, and I won't deny, but yeah, these were $430.
Mm.
Yeah. So there was
stupid. Is that just too much?
Well, there was a review online, and people lose their headphones like they lose their sunglasses because people spend a lot of money on sunglasses too. And Panasonic had this brand called HJE12. They're about $7 or $8, and they got a higher star rating and more ratings than did Beats for about 90% cheaper price.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
So that's a good example. Headphones is a big one.
The consensus with, I'm guessing, a lot of things that you're about to mention, but that one in particular, because I remember when these first came out, Dr. Dre, he goes out there and he pubs them, and everybody jumps on because everybody jumps on. What happens is it's all about marketing, and people are sheep. So if everybody else is doing it, if you're one of those types of people, everybody's going to do it. That's what's called marketing, though, because
Absolutely. You
market to the people that want to be a part of the crowd that always has it. And that's brilliant. That's what you're supposed to do. That's the brilliance behind
it's the American way, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it is.
There you go.
That's the problem. You know, instead of going and saying, hey, look, I'm going to get a good set of headphones, because everybody's wearing headphones because all the athletes walk around with them now, too. You know, well, if this guy's doing it, I got to do it.
But there is a difference in the quality of listening. Now, if Ted's come up with a product that is the same quality as the Beats that I'm wearing, now you got my attention.
You just mentioned it.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. But before, I've listened to the headsets that are in this room. There's certain brands. There's a brand that I had, and you listen to music. There is a definite difference in the Dr. Dre's. My headset is a better headset. And my hearing is very important to me. I don't want to be deaf in years to come, so I went with a quality headset to protect my hearing.
Mm. At 9 times the cost?
That's why I'm listening to you, but I didn't know about your product. I didn't know about these FD8-5s or whatever they are.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Do you have any FD8-5s in store?
Well, it doesn't even have a good marketing name, Ted.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't get you with a marketing name. They got you with the marketing. Like, well, if everybody else got the little B on my ears, I got to have the little B on my ears.
All right, what are these things called again so we all know what
they're called HJE12s by Panasonic. You can go look at them on Amazon, wherever you want. Be $8 for a pair of headphones. They've got literally over 1,000 ratings of 4.5 stars.
You know how I pick my headphones? They got to have one of these old school telephone cords. Because most of them don't, because I get up a lot during the show and I move around in the middle of a segment.
So you're worried about yanking them?
Just yanks right out. Can't do it. All right, what else you got?
I'm going to give you a big one here, which is alcohol. Now, a place like Costco has something called Kirkland brand.
And
things there. They have bourbon, they have scotch, they have vodka. Spirit connoisseurs will say that the vodka and the bourbon, things like that, at Costco are made at the same distilleries as places like vodka for the Grey Goose, or the bourbon Jim Beam, or scotch McCallum, which are the higher-end brands. So you could pay 50% of the price and still have a very, very high-quality bottle of alcohol.
And have enough to get you through at least 3 months. you know, for half the cost because they sell
Costco's got a giant one.
They sell it in gallons.
I think you can pay discount prices and go with non-brand names if you're mixing it, if they're mixers. I get the vodka if it's going to go into a mixed drink, like it's a concoction of something you're going to mix at the pool or something. But if you're going to just drink something straight, I am a little brand conscious.
Well, there is something to be said. He does have a point. There is something to be said.
Mixers, I think you can go low.
As a vodka guy, there are certain vodkas, and it's by trial and error, mm-hmm. of what gives you a headache the next day.
There you go.
So there are certain vodkas that I won't drink, and it does have how many times it's distilled, mm-hmm. What it's made out of, like the Tito's, which is made from corn,
right.
is a fantastic...
And that came on the market.
Low-cost vodka.
Fairly inexpensive. There's a Southern... It's made here in Georgia. It's got a black and red label. It's Southern...
Southern Mistress?
No, it's like Georgia Southern or Southern. It's a vodka. It's a brand of vodka, and it's fantastic, and it's extremely inexpensive, and it actually makes you, I feel 10 times better the next day than I do drinking Grey Goose or what's the other one? Kettle.
Straight alcohols you got to watch, but if I'm making Bloody Marys, I don't care what kind of vodka you got in it.
All right, what else?
We could do a taste test here one day.
Please. Mm-hmm.
So one of the ones that's gotten very expensive, a product that a lot of people eat, is beef jerky. And when you go into a lot of the drugstores, a beef jerky for 3 1/4 ounces for a bag can cost you $6, $7, $8. A lot of the stores now, like Walgreens and CVS, a good example, CVS has a brand called Gold Emblem, and the beef jerky will be 30% to 40% cheaper without giving up a ton of the taste. Now, I'm not telling you, again, those high brand names aren't good products. I'm just saying that these are a lot cheaper. And you're not giving up a lot of the taste. And that happens true with peanuts and other things like that that you can buy right at the drugstore.
Nuts are pricey. Like, I'm a trail mix guy. Expensive.
Super expensive.
Really expensive. And you know you're getting...
I didn't know you were paying that much for your nuts.
Huge amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, but you can go to like a Sprouts that are popping up everywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And pay a quarter of the cost than if you're going to go to a Whole Foods. And then you're like, well, what the hell's the difference with these guys' nuts versus this guy's nuts?
Nuts are nuts.
You know, nuts are nuts, right? I mean, a nut's a nut. You know, and why is it so damn more damn expensive?
That's good.
This is happening not just at the drugstores, but at the grocery stores. And this goes into the next thing, which is about getting medications. When you have to buy things like aspirin or cold and flu medicine, if you turn to the back of the package, you'll find out that the ingredients, right, what makes it up,
same damn thing,
is the same thing. So you might pay twice the price for the brand. A good example is you might buy NyQuil versus getting the brand name cold and flu medicine. You'll find out that it's exactly the same.
Always the generic. Always the generic for medicines. I said this the other day on the show, Ted, with like car batteries and televisions. Car batteries, from what I was told, there's only like 2 or 3 different places that make car batteries, and then they license out the licensings of the names. So you'll put on different brand names, and then they'll upcharge for the name. Same with televisions, like the brand RCA. They haven't been making TVs forever. So there's RCA televisions in the store, but they're made up of Sony parts, Vizio, which is a product of Sony, Philips. There's only like 3 television manufacturers. They just license them out for the name.
I just bought a battery yesterday. I had to go get one, and they had the high-performance battery for a high-performance car, and then I did some talking, and I got the regular battery. They said, it just won't last as long. Don't buy into the hype. One battery costs $230, one costs $120.
Well, this is Nate might know this, but when it comes to electronics, cabling is a very expensive thing. You have brands like Monster that will charge super big money for cables. A basic Ethernet cable, it could cost $40, and you have monoprice cables or things like that that could cost a fraction of the price, and you're really not giving up a lot of quality.
Yeah, especially with like HDMI cables right now. You
can get
the ones with the gold ends and, you know, the silver, and they're more expensive. They fluctuate a lot.
Well, where were y'all? I bought Monster. I got ripped.
Oh, totally. Cables are the equivalent to buying snacks at a movie theater. Is that those big box stores aren't making that huge product off of the big items like the TVs and the computers and the printers and stuff, but they make the money off of the cables. That's why their employees get a bigger discount on the cables.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the equivalent of going to a movie theater where they're not making much off the actual ticket. They're making it all off concessions.
All right, Ted, you got my attention on this one.
I love, dude.
I mean, right up my alley.
I'll give you one last one here. Yeah. So I know we've got to wrap up, but for women out there, a lot of makeup products, things like blush, bronzer, mascara, there are very, very expensive brands out there, but there are brands today like e.l.f., for example, that the quality is really just as good, and the prices can be 60 to 70% cheaper than a lot of those brand name versions that are supposedly better. So again, not saying they're not good products, but you can get just the same. And
I use e.l.f. concealer, $3.
$3, right?
Yeah.
And it's about 70 to 80% cheaper.
Yeah, normally concealer is like between $8 and $12.
My wife likes the movie e.l.f., but I don't know if she'll go.
and what a lot of these companies are doing is they're shipping them straight to your house. You know, so you get the less expensive product, and you sign up for the membership where they know that they have you for at least 12 months. You know, like, you know, Harry's, for example, endorse Harry's with the shaves. You know,
Great stuff. Birchbox does it for women too, things like that.
I've gotten a Birchbox even for guys.
The trunk stuff that you do.
I do, yeah, Trunk Club. Yep.
The makeup, I don't know if this e.l.f. people do it, but Rach, my fiance, she signs up for something that's $10 a month, and she gets like 2 or 3 boxes a month with just tons of makeup in it.
Yes.
And that's what she uses. She doesn't know what the hell she's going to get, but she gets a box
that's
of stuff.
That's right. All kinds of different stuff that you'll get in there, scrubs and facials and things like that.
It's probably leftover stuff in hotel rooms that they just package up.
You know, it's all good.
All right, Ted, how can people find you and the rest of the stuff you had? That was really good.
Well, look, a lot of people are struggling with their budget, and you want to figure out how to save more money, get more deals, put more money in your pocket so you too can retire early. Go to OxygenFinancial.net. Get our free budgeting tips for the remainder of 2016.
You know, next week I have an idea for a topic. With people getting their tax refunds back, smart ways to spend your tax money.
Let's do it.
Yeah, like invest.
Invest, vacation, divvy it up, how to divvy it up. And I'd like to actually have with your clientele what most people do.
Sure.
You don't have to name names, but I'm curious what, especially some big ballers that come to Oxygen Financial, they're getting a nice chunk of change back, how they're divvying up their tax return.
You got it.